Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. The topic of today's interview is leadership, and specifically leadership by people who are introverts. My guest, Lisa Petrilli, defines introverts as people who get their energy from their inner world of ideas and images, and who prefer to be alone or in small groups with one or two other people. That certainly describes me, and I'm guessing it probably describes some of my listeners as well. So I wanted to talk with Lisa about the insights from her terrific ebook called The Introvert's Guide to Success in Business and Leadership. Now, before I introduce Lisa, I want you to know that she is a former Baxter Healthcare executive and currently the CEO of C-Level Strategies, a leadership strategy coaching and consulting firm. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Denise. I appreciate it and just really appreciate the opportunity to be here and to share some insights with your readers.
Good. Well, let's start off with some of the defining characteristics of introverted leaders and how might they differ from what is maybe the kind of more typical charismatic leader profile that we're used to reading about or hearing about.
Right. So introverts, like you said, that's really the key differentiator is that we get our energy from our inner world, and it is not related to someone who's shy or unsociable in any way. And I want to make sure that we make that clear to your readers, because so many people have this, you know, there's the myth out there, and they have this misconception that someone who's an introvert can't really lead because they're too shy or they're not comfortable with other people. And that's just not the case. So like you said, as an introverted leader, we prefer to be alone or with other, just a couple of other people when we're working on things and making decisions and moving forward with our initiatives. But that doesn't mean we can't be very successful working in larger groups. It's just not our preference, and it tends to be something that drains us. So introverted leaders definitely need to get outside of their comfort zone, so to speak, and work in large groups, because that's just the nature of the business world. But we need to also honor the fact that once we've done that, we would have gone through a very draining process of our energy, and we then need to make sure we prioritize time alone to recharge. So that's really the difference. We can be very charismatic and very successful, just, you know, in similar ways to our extroverted colleagues and counterparts. It's just we will approach things in a different way. So, you know, that's really the difference. We can, you know, definitely, I want to make that clear, though, we can absolutely be charismatic and magnetic in many ways because we do have strengths that set us apart.
Right, right. And actually, in your book, you talk about these strengths. You call them your inner introvert superpowers. And I'm kind of curious to, and you talk about needing to learn how to channel those powers. And so could you talk a little bit more about that? What are some of these, you know, unique skills or abilities that introverts have? And maybe an example of how an introvert's superpower could actually save the day.
Right. So because introverts get their energy from that inner world, you know, we really enjoy being in that world of our ideas, thinking through things and creating a vision. We're very good at, you know, since we're good in that inner world of our mind, seeing that vision for where we want to go. And companies really value that skill, but it's not talked about enough. I don't think it's verbalized enough, or people don't realize or put their finger on it as much because they expect it. But with introverts, it's something to really value in yourself and make sure that you're letting your boss and other executives and higher-ups aware of the fact that you excel at that. So, you know, being able to create a vision for where you're taking your team or your division or your company is very, very important and valuable. Not many people really excel at this. So being able to leverage that to, first of all, you know, recognize it in yourself, number one, is huge. And then to be able to go to others and say, okay, I can do this. let me have that responsibility or opportunity and share that, and they'll see your capabilities in a different light and value the strengths that the introverts bring. So we're able to create that vision and then take that to the next level of creating strategies that line up with that vision. Because strategy itself is very much a thinking type of exercise within our heads, really understanding what are the steps that need to take place to bring that vision to life. What are different ways to approach it? And so being analytical and thinking through that in a very quiet way within our heads, again, is something we excel at and is incredibly important in the business world. So the most important thing for introverts to do is to recognize those inner strengths and what I call superpowers, because they are so vitally important to any organization. And then once they recognize them, to be able to take them kind of outside of their heads and contribute those to the organization in a confident way, knowing that they are valuable, and using those skills as a way to get more visibility in the organization. Because that does tend to be something that's more difficult for introverts, and that's getting the visibility they need to work their way up that corporate ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Introverts
mm-hmm.
are not as comfortable with other people, in larger groups. So where extroverts will thrive in an environment where there's a lot of people and they're getting visibility around a lot of people, introverts, because that's not our preference, will tend to find ourselves doing less of that. And it's a little bit harder to create that visibility for ourselves in the organization. So one of the things I really encourage introverts to do in my ebook is to make that a priority. Because, you know, when I'm coaching people and they ask me, how am I going to get promoted? If the executives higher up are not aware of what you're doing, they're not aware of your strengths and how you're contributing to the organization, then you're not on their radar screen. And you need to get on the radar screen. And there are ways to do that that's, not considered brown nosing or anything like that, that are just a career steps that need to be taken for any introvert looking to excel in their career.
Right. And it strikes me that if you are an introvert, you might be able to identify other introverts, and particularly within your organization, the people who work for you, and actually mentor and help them. So, introverts helping introverts, right?
Absolutely. And it's, important to get to know your team members and not make assumptions about mm-hmm. whether or not someone's an introvert or an extrovert. A lot of people think that they're extroverts because they enjoy speaking, public speaking, or they like to be, quote unquote, the funny guy. I actually, in a coaching session, had someone say that to me yesterday. Well, I'm not an introvert because I'm a funny guy. Well, that has nothing to do with where you get your energy. And it might be, a coping mechanism to kind of get yourself out of your comfort zone. So you really need to get to know who you are as an individual, understand and be aware of what's my preference when it comes to creating energy within myself. Do I really get that fire burning by being alone and thinking about things, or is it when I'm around other people and feeding off their energy? For extroverts, mm-hmm. that's how they recharge. They really get their energy from that. So it's first, the awareness of yourself, and then definitely the awareness of your team members, and making sure that, if you are a leader, you are creating opportunities for success for all of the folks who work for you. So making sure that for introverts, what I recommend to people who lead them is to give them a lot of opportunity to have one-on-one sessions with you, so that they're in a comfortable environment, able to ask questions, able to think things through with their managers in a way that's comfortable for them, so that when they then go into a larger group meeting, say, a whole division meeting, that they feel very prepared and are ready, knowing that they're going to be out of their comfort zone for a little bit, but they feel more comfortable being in that environment than they might be if they hadn't had the opportunity to work through things, one-on-one with their manager first. So they won't feel like they're being put on the spot, so to speak, and introverts tend not to like that because we want that time in our heads to think through things first. So whereas, in a larger meeting, an extrovert might be very comfortable speaking on the spot about their opinion on something, an introvert wants a little bit more time to go back and think about it. That doesn't mean we cannot think on our feet. Absolutely we can. If that's required, we'll do it. It's just simply not our preference. So we want to be in our preference zone as much as possible in order to feel comfortable throughout the day.
Right. Great. Well, Lisa, it's been wonderful chatting with you. And for my listeners, I hope this has given you some insight into either being or working with an introverted leader. And I encourage you to check out Lisa's book, The Introvert's Guide to Success in Business and Leadership, on Amazon or on her website at lisapatrilli.com. And that's Lisa, L-I-S-A. And Patrilli is P as in Paul, E, T as in Tom, R-I-L-L-I.com. It's an ebook, so it's a very easy read and very enlightening. So again, Lisa, thank you so much for being with me today and for sharing such great wisdom and debunking some of the myths that we have about leadership. I really appreciate it. Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity again, Denise.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.